that. And so we wanted to bring John here so that people that haven't been able to go out for the full program could get a little bit of taste of these strategies that John uses to make businesses destinations. And John will explain it further, but basically a destination means that what you're doing is so exceptional and unique that customers will come from further away than the normal circle to do business with you. So that's what we need in the county, is we need all the businesses to be a destination. And then I've always believed that after you reach a critical mass of destination businesses, then your cities and your county can become a destination as well.
So, Mr. Schallert, again, welcome to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We appreciate you having you on this morning. And if you could you explain a little about what goes on in your program?
So the two-day workshop that I'm going to do in Independence is exactly what Jim said. It's a distillation of the class I do out here in Colorado. And like Jim said, from your county, there's been approximately two dozen people, business owners, who have come out here to Colorado to spend 3 days with me in my class called the Destination Boot Camp. This is a way that we can take portions of that class and bring it on the road and let people who are in your county and the surrounding area who are in your listening radius can all come and get 2 days of classes. They don't have to travel to Colorado. They don't have to stay in a hotel. They don't have to go through all the time and effort of making it out here. But we're bringing so much of that content there, including it's not just myself presenting, but there's a social media specialist who's one of the top ones in the world. She'll be in Independence talking on the second day about social media strategies that people can use. But the idea here is that when you're a destination business, you're so compellingly different that consumers, both local and out-of-towners, decide, you know what, I have to go to that place. And this is really important in small towns around America, because what happens is if you can keep more of your dollars locally, that means you've got more tax dollars going to all your local services, like your libraries and like your police department, fire department. And when you start pulling people in from a greater distance, those tax dollars from the out-of-towners also contribute too. So it's a way that you can alter your economic development of your area. It's a way that your individual businesses can become more profitable. And it's a technique that I learned after studying over 10,000 businesses and some of the best ones in the world that were doing multi-million dollars sometimes in sales in very small towns where these businesses shouldn't exist.
And as you said, you've been working with over 10,000 businesses, and you have been doing it for well over 22 years. How did you first come up with this program to help all of these businesses?
You know, it started out. I didn't know that these kind of businesses actually existed. For 10 years, I was with a company out of Kansas City called Hallmark Cards. Some of you have probably heard of it, and worked with them on a destination store rollout that we use nationwide. And then when I went out on my own, I started going to small towns that were in trouble, small towns and sometimes urban city centers that were in trouble, businesses that weren't surviving, high unemployment rate, different issues like that. And I would meet business owners that would say to me, you know, this is really great, you're in town here, but I'm already doing $6 million in the town. And, most of my neighbors are struggling. Why don't you go help them? And so when I meet people like this, and I remember distinctly one town that had 28% unemployment, and there was a multi-million-dollar business in the town, and I said to him, well, how did you create this business? And he just told me. He said, this is what I did. And I said, I would ask him, can I record you? Can I write these notes down? Can I tell other people about this? And most of the time they said, sure, you can tell anybody outside of town. Don't tell anybody locally that I'm doing $6 million. And so they didn't want everybody ostracizing them when everybody else was doing poorly. And so what ended up happening is, I started interviewing these people. My first year, I was in 87 different cities and interviewed almost 1,500 businesses in those 87 cities. And so at the end of the first year, I realized, wow, there are businesses out there that are doing these huge sales volumes, pulling customers from greater distances, and nobody but myself is out here actually talking to them to find out how they're surviving and how they're thriving. So that it took me 4 or 5 years to distill this process to realize that these businesses were following a process. They just couldn't often tell me what they did and in what order. But the more I studied them, the more I interviewed these people that were really exceptional, I started to see a pattern, and that's the pattern I teach nowadays.
Well, we are talking to Mr. John Shallard. He is having an event coming up in March, March 11th and March 12th. On March 11th will be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 12th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It will be at the Independent Civic Center, and registration is occurring right now. It's $125 per person, $85 for each, plus one from the same business. So that is going on again in March. And in studio, we do have Jim Carell. And Jim, how can folks register for this? Because like you said, the registration is ongoing right now. And how can they register for this particular event?
Well, FabLab ICC is one of the sponsors, and so registration is set up at fablabicc.org. That's fablabicc.org. And we have Sonia Cantrell with us in the studio, and she was one of the first ones in the county, her and her husband James, to use some of these strategies in their businesses in Coffeyville and Independence called Cantrell's Fine Jewelry. So Sonia, just tell us just a couple of stories about the experiences that you had in your business after you implemented some of these strategies.
Well, after we came back from Colorado, we started putting into effect some of the things that John told us about. And one of the things that was really, really simple and didn't cost us a dime was to send out notices to radio stations, but to newspapers, and see if we could get ourselves into some of the publications, just get the word out there. And I love a good challenge, so I started hunting down email addresses and started emailing people. And at that time, I didn't work at our store. I worked for the school district here in town. And James called me, and he said, there's somebody on the phone that wants to put us on the front page of a magazine about jewelers across the United States. And I thought that he was pulling my leg, because he said, because I love a challenge. And when we came back, I told him, I said, we're going to get in some publications. So that is one thing that you can do is, just get your information out there. Another thing that I really learned and I think about every day from John is to work on your business, not just in your business. We all go to work and, we have customers coming in, we need to order things, this, that, and the other that we need to do, but we also need to sit down a few minutes and work on your business. What are you going to do with your business? Where is your business going? And that was something that we just rarely did, because James kind of did his thing and he's, always busy, and, I was always busy, and I'd go home in the evening and want to talk about it, and James wouldn't really want to because he, worked all day. But anyway, so, working on your business was a really important thing. And then I think the most that I learned from John was, what is unique about your business? And I know a lot of times people will say, well, we give really good customer service, or, something like that. Everybody thinks they give customer service, and so you need to have something really unique. And that was really pretty simple for us when we were out at John's boot camp, because James is very unique in what he does. He is the only certified master jeweler in the state of Kansas. And so we came back and we started putting that on everything that we published. We put it on our wall inside both of our stores, really big on the wall inside both of our stores. And it has gotten a phenomenal amount of attention. Just getting that word out there. We have had people come from Wellington, Kansas, and down a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Blue Jacket, Oklahoma, Kansas City. People coming from everywhere once they found out about what we could do.
Before we turn it back to John, just the strategies are not rocket science, right? They're people, anybody can do them. You don't have to have any special knowledge. You do got to put a little bit of work into it, but maybe you could touch on that a little bit, John. These strategies are not rocket science. People can do them, and it's just a matter of making that list and working through them.
Yeah, and great point, Jim. I mean, as Sonia was talking about her business, one of the things that makes my class different than a lot of other classes is we really focus on things that are proven. We really focus on things that other multi-million dollar businesses have actually used to put themselves on the map, and we take people through an exact process. It's not going to be a class where we're talking about theory. This isn't, these aren't steps that I've made up. These are actually what other successful business owners all around North America have used, that I'm simply repeating the process and explaining the process in a very step-by-step way. So it's not complicated. Businesses often think they have to have a lot of money to really be successful with their marketing and other ways to stand out. That's not really true. There's lots of ways you can do this in very cost affordably. And what was great about James and Sonia is when they were here, they were having little revelations. Everyone in the class has little revelations of, you know, what makes their business different, what makes it one of a kind, what they could do, what they thought about doing. And as they're hearing these examples of real life entrepreneurs that have done this around the country, it's very easy to tie it back to your business and say, oh, I could do that step. And oftentimes these steps, other businesses around you and other businesses and other communities, larger competitors, aren't doing these things. So it's very hands-on. It's very simple to do. It's not easy, but it's simple to follow. And the James and Sonia are a great example, because what happens then is when you're pulling people from a greater distance, you're bringing tax dollars into your community, their businesses are generating more revenue, they can hire more people. All the different things that are positive in an economy can all happen from small businesses being the economic engine.
Well, and absolutely, that is a great thing, and especially congratulations to the Cantrells on their success as well. I know you love hearing that kind of stuff, especially from all kinds of different companies, because it shows that your technique is working and that you're helping other people as well on top of that.
You know, we've got a class right now. We're getting ready to do a class for 3 days here in Colorado, where I'm talking from. We've got people from Canada. We've got people from Michigan and Vermont and New York and Texas and Wyoming, all over the, and one person from Kansas. We've got people from all over the place who come here to learn this process. And when they learn it, they can go back. And oftentimes business owners say to me, you know, this stuff, I thought about doing this once, but, you know, you're the one that kind of pushed me over the edge that showed me how easy it is to do. And that's what also I like about our 2-day workshop that we're going to do in Independence. I mean, it'll only be the fourth time we've done this in the country. We'll do this in Independence, you know, in those 2 days in March. And the social media person that's also doing this with me, she'll come in and talk about very concrete steps. Those people who think they don't understand how Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or any of these social media tools work, she will boil it down to very simple steps that when you walk out of here, you're going to go, wow, I didn't know it was that easy to bring more customers in my door. So that's what's really important about the 2 days that we're bringing to Independence. And by the way, when the people who are going to be attending my class here in Colorado, they're paying $1,400 to $1,700 a person to come to this class. The cost that you're going to be charging there is nominal for the amount of just very, very affordable. For the amount of money you're going to be generating with your business, it's just a great deal.
So I might throw in, we're going to feed you lunch both days and breakfast both days too for that price. And I have to say that this e-community thing that I was talking about is part of the Network Kansas initiative, and they've made a substantial investment in that's allowing us to bring John here and only charge the $125. So they're a believer in him and his strategies and have made it possible for us to bring him here today, along with some other sponsors that you'll see if you go to fablabicc.org.
And those sponsors do include Network Kansas, SEK Prosperity Foundation, of course, the Fab Lab ICC, the Montgomery County e-community, KGGF Radio, and also the Innovative Business Resource Center. Those are just some of the sponsors sponsoring this event happening, the New Rules of Business Success, on March 11th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 12th from 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And like Mr. Shallard said, very nominal fee, only $125. That is not bad, you know, comparatively. And I mean, you know, the old saying is sometimes you got to spend a little bit of money to make a lot of money. And it sounds like this is a great program, and definitely excited about it.
Let's add Community State Bank to the list. Mm-hmm. The Bank of Ralph and Donna that you heard earlier on KGGF, they're our bank sponsor. And so we'd really like to see all of you in Independence. It'll be at the Civic Center. It's a great venue. There'll be plenty of room. And like I said, we'll feed you both days. And it's fair to say that you can take what you learn in those 2 days and go back and start working on your business, and you'll see almost immediate results.
So anyway, like you said, media results there, March 11th and March 12th. Here in, I say here, I'm in Coffeyville, but it's in Independence, Montgomery County. And again, only $125. We appreciate everybody coming on today. Mr. Schaller, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on the phone today. And we look forward to seeing you on the 11th and 12th.
Kyle, thanks for having me on Glitchless Radio. I
love it. sometimes, you know, the little gremlins get in there and kind of mess with everything. So, well,
Thank you very much, Kyle. Looking forward to meeting you when I come to Independence.
All right. Well, you have a fantastic day, sir.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, guys, Mr. Correll and Mrs. Cantrell, we appreciate you guys coming in locally and talking about this great event coming up. Definitely excited about it.
Well, thank you, and we're glad to be here. And I know Sonia knows, we all know that the stronger communities and business communities we have do make our communities better, and they make us grow as a county.
Yeah, as a business owner, I just like to encourage other business owners to go to this. It really will make a huge difference. If you want to know more information about how it's affected our business, just drop by the store, and I'll be glad to visit with you.
Absolutely. So, again, this is a great event going on. Again, it's on March 11th and 12th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 11th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on the 12th. It's going to be at the Independence Civic Center. You can register online at fablabicc.org. That's fablabicc.org. You can register there. Or I guess you can give the school a call as well for more information.
Well, let me give out my number, 620-252-5349. That's 620-252-5349.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to this event coming up in March.
Thank you, Kyle, for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem at all. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we have another guest in studio. We're going to have Brian Niles, and he's going to be in here strumming the guitar. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
We've all had that experience of a problem or a question about our vehicle. When you need help, just ask.
I'm Zach Berbrick, service manager from Quality Motors in Independence, Kansas. Join me every Friday morning on